Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. Just like that, February is over. Well, not quite. Not quite. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, as he does, he's not out snorkeling, he's not deep under the surface, he's not traveling, and thankfully no tropical storms are bearing down on him. He is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to be with you again.
Yes, sir. I know something's got to be on your mind. What's going on?
Oh, our buddy, Rick Ector.
Yes.
Okay, there was an attack at Michigan State University. The attacker had a history of paranoid schizophrenia.
Right.
His family said, look, he's just schizophrenic. We got to get him help. And the schizophrenic got a gun. He heard voices. I think he lost his job. And he went and attacked students at MSU and then killed himself.
Right.
Rick Ector's in Detroit. And he said, he predicted, and he was spot on, he said Michigan lawmakers would blame guns and push more gun control. Now, I'm going to quote Rick word for word here because he's so accurate. I hope they look in the mirror. Their plan to protect students in a gun-free zone failed. End gun-free zones because vicious killers do not obey them. The students that go to university and the parents that send them there have a tacit agreement that the university will be responsible for their safety. The university will keep them from being raped, assaulted, harmed, or killed. That's the agreement. Schools with gun-free zones are incapable of protecting students while at school. Thank you, Rick Decker. Spot on.
What is their security situation like? Do we know?
Oh, they've got campus cops. I think the campus cops are armed.
Now, are they – now, you remember Amanda Collins, right?
Absolutely.
So Amanda Collins, she got raped in Reno when she was going to college there. And she got raped within sight of the police kiosk. The only problem was it was the campus police kiosk, and they were closed for the evening. Now, do they – are they open 24 hours a day, or what's up with them?
Great question. I do not know. Is every station open whenever students are present?
Right.
Because that's what we need. Anything less is mumble sounds, right?
Well, I mean, on a college campus, you got young people. So they're going to be around where the parking lots are. They're going to be around where the eating spots are, the laundromats, the library, wherever they're going to congregate. They are also, it's a silent implication, but they are gathered as victims because they're in gun-free zones. And that's where they should be concentrating. And they should also be looking at the housing areas and everything else. But, by the same token, I don't know if they do that. I mean, here in South Carolina, right down the street from the University of South Carolina, and I mean 3/10 of a mile from the University of South Carolina is the place where all the students hang out. And it's off campus.
Right.
It's technically off campus, and it's called Five Points, but that's also where the Crips and the Bloods take over at night when the kids are out there partying.
Wow.
And they've had a few shootings out there, and I think one or two students have been killed out there. And the Columbia City Police have done what they can. They have a very, very good Richland County Sheriff down there named Leon Lott, and he does pretty good work. But still, you know, the gun-free zone, I think they also extend that into anywhere where they're renting housing to the students. which I don't know exactly how that's supposed to work. And that's what I think about Columbia. I may be wrong about that one, but yeah, these places where they declared a gun-free zone, I kind of think that it's about time for somebody to get sued over something like this, isn't it?
Because amen.
If they're not providing for any security.
Well, Bill, the security job is impossible. You're a student. Suppose I'm going to make Bill Frady the security god on a university campus.
Oh, goodness.
No matter what you do, Bill, it cannot work. Okay, we've got the student union covered. What about the tennis courts? You want me to put a guy out there? No. Every time the lights come on the tennis courts, an armed guard's got to be there, because otherwise those are victims. What the attacker has the huge advantage, he walks around, there's no uniform officer, those are all his victims. And I've yet to see anybody who says, boy, I want more mass murders, other than a few gun control advocates. But the question is how? And John Lott told us how. 49 out of 50 mass murders are in places with plastic signs that say gun-free zones.
Yep.
So if you take those signs down, the probability of you getting shot drops to 1/50th of what it was before. And you go, Rob, that can't be true. What? You're telling me a plastic sign put me at much higher risk? Yes. Now, let's be sane. None of us are likely to be killed by a mass murderer today.
Yep.
But they are likely to occur where the mass murderer said, oh, all those victims are disarmed. And we know exactly why. We know the mass murderer told us. We've read the manifestos, the diaries, the online screeds that these guys put out as they're going to go kill. They want to be famous.
Sure.
And they're not going to get famous if they kill two guys and then get popped.
Well, the one thing that everybody's going to have to, this is one of the reasons I think schools have never been locked down and hardened the way they need to be. If it was up to me, I would go out there and I would go hire 5 veterans.
Yep.
Per school. I would kit them up and I would say, your job day in and day out while school is in is to protect this school. And then I would pay them whether they were attacked or not, and I would keep on paying them, and as they cycled and retired, I'd be bringing new blood in and all this other stuff. And the problem becomes when they get out there and say, well, we're paying somebody basically to do nothing. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You are paying them, but they are actually doing something. They are creating a deterrent. They're creating
right.
a buffer, and you've got some people who will deal with a rampage killer. Because when a rampage killer starts, if he does make it in that building with that fire team, then there's not going to be any milling about for these guys. They're going to go in, because if they were charged with taking care of a bunch of kids, and they get to know some of them, right? Kids would walk
right.
They get past that all plated up and carrying weapons and everything. They just think that was cool. They see cops all the time. That they don't think anything about that.
Right.
But nobody wants to do that because of it's always about the feels. I don't feel like that's a good idea to have that in front of the children. It's horrible to think about having to have guns in the school. It's horrible to think about this and that and the other. But then the bean counters, they're the ones that get out there and kill it, though, because they're like, we're not going to pay somebody to do nothing. And
okay, but we got to back up half step. We're going to do a little bit of math.
Well, before you do the math.
Yeah. Next quote, yeah.
Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland Shooting Sports News.
When we get back, we're going to start doing some math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Rob Morse. We were just talking about the one of the issues with actually hardening up a school, which is a very tender gun-free zone, very tender target to think about. And you were wanting to talk about doing some math.
Bill, I still think that's a hopeless proposition for this simple reason. You hire eight guys. They're on 8 hours a day. That's only two guys per campus because you've got to be there 24/7, 365. Wow. And it takes eight guys just to put two guys on campus at any moment. And yet that campus is so big, it will be uncovered. So my thought has always been, we need armed citizens. About one out of a dozen adults are armed. If we just take away the plastic sign, they defend that area. And you're absolutely right. And it's hard for me to believe you and I are preventative. You and I are enough of a deterrent that mass murderers go somewhere else. I'm looking at me going, what? Me? You know, pudgy, middle-aged, bald man. What the heck? But you and I don't think like a mass murderer. Mass murderers already think they're a failure. They hate to fail. They're willing to die. They refuse to fail. That's why they insist on going to gun-free zones. And if we basically put up a sign that says, you might get killed if you do something, if you conduct your attack here. I got to be polite here. I apologize, Bill. And that is enough. You know, don't even put up a sign. Just the gun-free zone comes down. These guys can read. They study for years where to attack. They are a very targeted sociopath. And taking that sign down sadly means they're going to go where those signs are still up.
Yeah, but I mean, the math part, and you're right about the math part, because when I got out of the military, the reason I got out of the military was because after Panama, they took the promotion scores for my particular demographic in the military, E5 on the E6 list, and took the promotion score into the stratosphere. So we weren't going to get promoted. And they started cutting back, and they implemented a no prior service policy and everything, and they offered a lot of us in a couple of pay grades early outs to get us out, because they started cutting back after Panama, because they thought we were just so big and so bad, we just won the Cold War, and we went to Panama and turned that into a nice live fire exercise and arrested Noriega and all this other stuff. And they thought that was it. They thought that was all there was going to be, so they wanted us all out. So they started cutting back, and we got out. And of course, then 30 days later, Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait. But they're always looking to cut back whenever they can, as often as they can, after everything happens. And when that does happen, inevitably, they always come up short.
Right.
So if they're doing that in the military, then how do we get these places that get out there and look at me and you and think that we're the problem? We're the reason rampage killers go out there and kill people at shopping malls and at schools and at music festivals and wherever else they operate, as often as they operate. Since we're the ones doing it, how are they ever going to focus on the problem? And in the interim, while we're sitting around here talking about, you know, trying to save the right, children, adults, they all die. They become collateral damage, and nobody wants to sit back and just say it costs to be secure. I mean, it costs me and you to be secure. We got to buy the gun. We do the training. We invest the time. We do all the other stuff. We do that for ourselves, but we won't do it for those that can't.
I think we're missing the question here. And we can talk about that later. I think you and I are seeing the closing chapter in a brief history of mass murder in the United States. I'm going to say that again. I think we're going to see an end to mass murders because one in a dozen of us are armed. We've stopped, in the last 16 years, we stopped about 104 mass murders. If we're there.
Right.
We stopped well over half of them.
Yep.
And a mass murderer does not want to fail. If we properly publish the news, God bless GCN and Lock and Load Radio, and if these mass murderers weren't reading about, you know, attacks at Columbine for bedtime reading, But instead they went, yeah, but I'm missing the time that this guy walked in a shopping mall and he shot at two people and then got killed by the third shot. They'll go back and do something else. They may turn into bombers. They may go back and turn into online trolls. They might, you know, become guys who write viruses on computer viruses, but they do not want to fail. Even worse than death, they don't want to be seen as an even bigger failure. And you and I can do that by taking down those signs. I think that's so optional. Rick Ector just said it out loud. Take down the plastic and we'll take care of the problem. Wouldn't it be interesting if they threw a music concert and nobody came?
Well,
they said, this is a gun-free zone. And we said, it's okay. I'll listen to it online. But I'm not going to risk my family there.
Well, I mean, you know, when you look at, I think we got it. So when we look at what happened in France in 2015 during Obama's tenure, when they went into that music venue and killed, 80 people, all of these venues that they get in there, I'm surprised something really big hasn't happened at a sporting event. Because I know that they probably frisk you and all this other stuff as you're going in. And that's
right.
That's cool with everything else, but somebody that really wants to get in would get in.
Right.
They would get in, and then we have our version of Beslan all over again here in the United States, where we have a, you know, just a big target-rich environment for them. And
it may take automatic weapons to do that, Bill, because there was a guy at the gay bar in Colorado Springs, and people just walked toward him and ripped the gun out of his hand.
Yeah.
The guy walked in.
Yeah.
Well, they beat him up pretty bad, but he didn't die. The guy who walked into the Asian dance hall on Chinese New Year, and the manager there looked at it and said, I think I'm going to die, and ran toward the gun.
Hang on.
So when we think,
Hang on right there and tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up on AmmoLand Shooting Sports News. There are about 2,000 articles, a couple podcasts a week. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about every week.
It's always lots of stuff to talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. America's top diplomat wants China to be more truthful about the origins of COVID-19. Nicholas Burns made the comments while speaking at a U.S. Chamber of Commerce event today. Burns said China will have to be more honest about what happened in Wuhan if the two countries are going to be able to work together. The jury in the South Carolina double murder trial of attorney Alex Murdaugh will visit the crime scene. Over objections from the prosecution, the judge ruled the jury will visit the Murdaugh estate where Alex's wife and son were killed.
The court will
allow a jury view.
The visit could happen tomorrow, with closing arguments taking place Wednesday. Winter is far from over for people living in the Midwest and Northeast. Millions in those regions are preparing for another winter storm. The system, part of the same storm that rocked California over the weekend. Sleet, snow, and freezing rain currently spreading across the Great Lakes. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcast. Every time we get good and going, the break comes up, so then I have to interrupt him in midstream. Where would you like to go now, sir?
You mentioned your military service. I saw that the DOD had a committee on veteran suicide. I'm sorry, that's inaccurate. It was people still in the military as well as veterans.
Right.
And they said some things that just, they got it half right. They proposed raising the minimum age to buy a firearm to 25 years of age, imposing a 7-day waiting period on purchase of a firearm, and a 4-day waiting period on ammunition. They also created a firearms registry for military members. To me, that's so counter to the purpose. I mean, you're telling a guy who deals with lethal machinery for a living, be careful of the paring knife in the kitchen. They did encourage, to their credit, more drug abuse treatment and mental health counseling. Okay, that's good. They also said one other thing. They said, you know, when you counsel your troops, that shouldn't be done at the division level. That should be done at the squad level, as low as you can. The guy who's got the most personal connection to the military member, and the guy who's going to see him the most often and go, hey, are you okay? Come here. We need to talk.
So, and who's doing this? DOD?
This was a DOD, a committee that reported the DOD commissioned.
Okay. So here's the issues with this. And this is all based off of 1980s, right? That's when I was in. So the people who live on post, the people who live in the barracks, and the people who live off post. In housing, if you live in housing, you can have your personally owned weapons in military housing. You can have your personally owned weapons in your house if you live off post. But if you live in the barracks, your weapon has to be in the arms room. So they essentially, a registry, I don't know how they're going to possibly
possibly have a registry, because right now nobody reports to the military when somebody buys a gun if they're in the military.
Right.
So that, I don't know how that would work. Plus, what happens when you come out of the military? Because everybody eventually leaves the military one way or the other. So do they expunge your data from the registry? I'm sure they won't do that.
Right.
We have, when I was in the military and I was an NCO, and even when I was a senior E4, I lived off post, and one of the things that I had to do was around Christmas time, as I had to go get my fellow platoon members that were that lived in the barracks and invite them into my house. And I was very happy to do that, because that way they weren't sitting in a room by themselves during a holiday when they're normally with the family.
Right.
And in Europe, it was very, you know, it wasn't like we could just go, you know, take the weekend and go see our parents.
It's a long walk home.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we did that. And we in those days, we did so much together that we had one guy that snapped, and that was because his wife accused him. He was married to a German national. She accused him of molesting their children and decided to divorce him. Now, she wanted to divorce him, and then she decided to accuse him of molesting her children. This guy, of course, was a sergeant in the infantry. And when he was accused of molesting his children, something went with him, and he got his personally owned firearm and signed it out of the barracks to out of the arms room, because we could go and train with the gun at various ranges. And he went over. No, he wasn't living in. I don't remember what the. Anyway, he killed four people that day.
I'm sorry.
And he took his weapon, and he went to the training area, and he field stripped his weapon and laid it down and waited on the Polish side to come and get him. And they did, and some guys from my unit had to accompany him to Mannheim, which was at the time the German equivalent of Leavenworth.
Yeah.
But we had such a tight rein on what happened within the platoons, that was just such an outlier that the entire division looked at that. The entire armored division looked at that. And here's the problem. With these people, the best people to be in the Army are young people.
Right.
And most of them have never lived away from home before. And you take them and you give them a very impressive skill set in a very short period of time, and then you stick them somewhere that nobody wants to go, doing things nobody wants to do, and then when they're not doing those things, they're alone. Unless they have a few roommates. And then the roommates, they don't typically hang out together too much. So it's always been a known thing that suicide is an issue that has to be looked at, and we had plenty of guys. I mean, I had a guy. It was a guy in my basic training platoon that tried to kill himself.
Wow.
I mean, he
I'm sorry.
He didn't. Well, I mean, he didn't understand. He was a kid, and he decided to. We had those fake ceilings with the panels.
Yeah, sure.
He tried to hang himself with his sheets, and of course, he pulled the whole ceiling down on top of us. And at first, we were going to, you know, sort of deal with him, and then we saw what was going on, and then we got the platoon sergeants in there, and, you know, nothing happened to him. You know, he got some help.
Thank gosh.
But, I mean, it's quite a basic training is a very big shock to the system of a young person. But then being taken completely out of your environment altogether. I mean, the first time I rode in a taxi cab over there, I thought I was going back to the future. That thing took off like it was shot out of an electromagnetic cannon. And the dude had a TV on the dash, and he's watching the TV, and we're doing 80 miles an hour down the middle of the city.
And he's watching TV, and you're like, could you turn that off, please?
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt anything he was doing. I was afraid to.
Okay. We've got some good news, and some that's almost funny here. I saw a bill was proposed in Illinois, has zero chance of passing, but the bill would mandate that any member of the General Assembly who wants to introduce a bill pertaining to a firearm has to complete firearm training requirements that would include at least basic firearm safety and up through and including being a range safety officer. And I thought that was just hilariously funny. What, you're going to legislate something you know nothing about? That's, oh, how interesting. And you voted against knowing anything about it. So I appreciate it. More on a practical level, in Iowa, I'm not sure if this passed or if it was just made it through the House or the Senate. I don't know which. The crazy thing about schools sometimes is if you're armed, you can't drop your kid off. You can't go into the parking lot. And they said, that's ridiculous. We want people to be able to go into the parking lot, because some of them say, no, you can't even come in here if you need to go inside, talk to somebody in the office. You can't even have a gun stored in your car. And they said, no, that's crazy, because you may have disarmed that individual for the whole day. And on top of that, more good news, not only is that illegal to do in a school, private companies can't outlaw firearms being stored out of sight in vehicles stored in their parking lot. Good. Both of those are going to save lives.
Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up at Emmoland Shooting Sports News. Once a week, I get to join Bill.
And then we get to have these discussions where if anybody actually listened to us, the world would be a better place. Well, I think it would anyway. But, yeah, the military thing, that's nothing new. That's nothing new.
Right.
The registry thing is new, though. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Where would you like to go now as we finish our fastest hour in radio together?
Well, I want to go to your backyard.
Okay.
Because you were telling me that the way the South Carolina Senate is set up, any senator can veto a bill? Is that right?
They can hold it up. They can hold it up. Now, right now, you're referring to the constitutional carry bill that's out there?
Yeah, well, it made it through the House.
Yeah.
And I'm going, and then they say, oh, it's expected to pass the Senate. And I'm going, really? Tell me what's going on there.
I'm not really sure. South Carolina is a very mixed up state. Like in my, where I live in the upstate portion of it, absolutely conservative. Absolutely conservative. Like heirloom conservative. Then you get down into the Midlands where the state seat of government is, where they're voting on this bill. And just in that one city in Columbia, for example, you had a mayor, Richard Benjamin, there, that tried to impose red flag orders, gun free zones, and ghost gun bans in the city with no way whatsoever to actually enforce that he had to be sued into submission by the attorney general for preemptive purposes. So you got a very leftist thought pattern happening in the city. You've got the University of South Carolina, you've got Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and just outside of Columbia, South Carolina is James Clyburn's territory, which James Clyburn is the sole Democrat in the House of Representatives that comes from South Carolina, the sole Democrat that is elected in South Carolina. So it's a very tribal area. Then you go down into the low country, South Carolina, towards the coast. And now you're getting into what you would traditionally think of as where the leftists are. A lot of money, but very, very leftist in their thinking. And and once a year, I mean, what doesn't get told is once a year in our state Senate, for example, one of the state senators proposes an assault weapons ban, right? One of the state senators proposes taking away concealed carry permits. Every year this happens.
Wow.
It's a regular thing. It's that we have our own Dianne Feinsteins and Chris Murphys in our state Senate, and they do that every year. So in the past, even with the Republicans, I had a Republican senator who was my state senator there for a bit, and he opposed constitutional carry.
Larry Martin. He was the head of the State Senate Judiciary Committee, and he would never let it out of there because he said that the Second Amendment did not say that you could carry what you wanted, when you wanted, wherever you wanted. Which, in fact, it does say that, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it does.
All of the weapons of war and everything else, right? Some of the things are a little impractical. I don't want to be carrying around a self-propelled howitzer, for example. That takes up a lot of space. But he always came up with the most stupid arguments, and he was in the state Senate. He told me that with constitutional carry, the cops would not be able to figure out who the good guys were versus the bad guys, especially with open carry. And I said, do you know how many bad guys get caught with holsters? And he couldn't tell me that. And I said,
because he'd never thought about it.
Nope. Less than 2%, but he had these preconceived notions. So he's out and he's gone. And I don't know. Maybe they have the makeup this time to pass it. Cam Edwards actually asked me about the same question, and I don't know what's going to happen when it hits the Senate. It has passed the House before.
Yes. That's okay.
This is not the first time it has passed the House. So it has passed the House before, although I think they will probably take a real serious look at passing it because now Florida's about to do it.
Yep.
And South Carolina is very much a state where they look around to see what everybody else is doing.
The president of the Senate, for example, gets a mind to do it, he has the ability to go to the minority members and say, you can stop this. And it'll be the last legislation you come near for the next several years. Do what you want. I mean, you're free to do what you want, but understand it's going to come with a price.
Right.
At which point, they go, yeah, okay, we'll let it come up to a vote.
Yeah,
but that's what it would probably take, right?
I think the president of the Senate right now is Shane Massey, the senior member or whatever it is. And here's South Carolina Republicans. When you edit video, there's this transition called a cross dissolve, where you can see the scene you're going from to the scene you're going to, and they sort of meld in together.
Right.
And that's Republicans in South Carolina from the old school, which is Shane Massey, from the old guard. They used to all be run by a guy named Richard Quinn, who is Lindsey Graham's senior consultant for a very long time. I think he's in jail now. I'm not sure where he is, but I mean, he had his issues and everything else. And it's very much a grift. There's a lot of grifters on the Republican side. Now, they have a stranglehold on government, no doubt about it. They have Democratic governors come and go. I think the last one was David Beasley. But, Henry McMaster, who is our governor right now, the only reason he's governor is because he got installed by Trump because he made a deal with McMaster to back him in the primary, which he did. And then he promoted Nikki Haley to UN ambassador. He was the lieutenant governor at the time.
Okay.
But he had always wanted to be the governor. And, the politics
that's
here,
how we got
this is not the absolute red-blooded conservative bastion that some people think it is.
Right. So in some sense, it's the mirror image of California. It has a few percentage points and enough districts to dominate the legislature.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Thankfully, we don't have the same sort of energy thoughts that they have, though, as far as some of that other.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you. How much time left do we have?
We got about a minute and a half.
Okay, because here's something I did the other day, and I literally did it with my wife. Because we're armed, and we're walking through the mall, and she goes, could we stop a bad guy here? And I said, honey, we're not alone. 1 out of 12 of the adults in here is probably carrying. This is Louisiana. It's probably more like 1 out of 8.
Yeah.
And if you look around, go, is there anything you could do that could in any way, by any stretch of the imagination, dominate everybody so that no one is behind you and could see what you were doing and stop you. That's not how we work. We're designed as predators. We look forward. We focus forward. If you ever use a gun, you're focused on the sights. You become blind to anything that you're not, that's not right in front of the gun. Yeah, honey, we're effective. We could stop it. Now, we can't stop the guy who's getting shot in front of the muzzle, but we can stop the guy with the gun because he does not have eyes in the back of his head. And she's all, I mean, she's sitting there just looking around, realizing how blind we are as we walk through the mall, the friendly, where everybody's trying to attract your attention, right? There's right. Nothing but displays. It was eye-opening. And I'd encourage any of our listeners to try it.
With the weapons that you and your wife carry, you both carrying Glock-type guns?
Striker-fired firearms, yes.
See, well, the reason I was asking that is because do you have, like, cross-pollination? Can you use her magazines and she can
yes.
use your...
Okay. We could swap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the smart stuff there. That's the thinking on your feet there. That's the good stuff. Anyway, one thing I noticed, and we don't really have time to explore this, but the mayor of New Orleans is about to get recalled due to all the violence, isn't she?
Yes. Answer to a prayer. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. So we need to be paying attention to that. These kind of guys need to be put away. Real quick, how do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland, where I write the Armed Citizens column. Bill, who's coming up next?
Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. He's coming up next. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
My pleasure. Have a great afternoon.
Yes, sir. As for me, we'll be right back with Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. Like I just said, this is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.